This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Hey, live in the studio and to your right, we have Kelly Fustuca. She's a comedian.
That's me.
Of some note. And beside her, to her right, in fact, to my left, is Janet McLeod.
Also known as Dee's neighbour. Hi, everybody.
Respectively, performer in and producer of this year's ActionAid Frocking Hilarious benefit. Let me read from this here sheet. Frocking Hilarious is more than just a comedy gala, although it is also that. It's a night to celebrate women's rights through the power of laughter. All proceeds raised go to ActionAid's work supporting women around the world to work together to advance their rights and in turn mine, so let's all get behind it.
Because who would have thought that apparently the patriarchy and poverty are linked?
Who knew?
Did you know that? Oh, my gosh.
So you thought about the idea of just sending comedians over to Africa to make people laugh and you went, no, hang on, here's a better idea. We'll keep them here, make the money. And then actually build wells and stuff.
And I think that's a good idea. So we've got what a stunning lineup. Besides Ms. Kelly Fustuca, who is over to my left, therefore you're right.
Yeah,
she is a jewel in the crown of Frocking Hilarious. We have got comedy royalty, including Denise Scott, Cal Wilson, Fiona O'Loughlin, Celia Pequola, Anne Edmonds, Demi Larden, Laura Davis, Tessa Waters, Geraldine Quinn, and Double Denim. Everybody's favourite denim-clad 90s influenced double act.
I love this lineup. Do I have to still get up? Because I'd rather
just sit and watch
a part of me just goes, I can't wait to see everyone. This is so great.
Well, Kelly, I wanted to ask you, Kelly.
Oh, yes, please.
There's a list here, stellar lineup, which includes comedy royalty, and a list of few names, and then it says crowd favourites, and you're in that section.
Oh.
Yes, well, I don't think I'm wrong. I mean, I've been doing comedy for 9 years, so I think how long has Denise been doing it? Then I can be the royalty.
Oh.
20-something years?
That's it. Up to 30.
I am happy to step back and let those ladies take that, and then I'll get there eventually.
in terms of, because I want to know how it actually go. I went last year, it was brilliant. It was at the Ath last year, but this year it's at the Comedy Theatre.
It's at the Comedy
And let's
theater.
Just get the deets out. It's Friday, November 17.
Mm-hmm.
So
7:30, very good time.
That's right, and a good time for our audience to get out because they'll still be on the high of the yes vote going through, and they'll be still in town probably.
And they'll be in the mood for celebration.
They'll be up.
Hopefully,
and just going. Oh, look, let's go buy some Ticketmaster tickets. Go on, ticket.
And this is actually good because you know I'm not sure if you're aware, Kelly.
Yes.
Disparaging.
Oh boy.
But you haven't spent much of your 9 years as a comedian in Australia, have you? You're an international act.
Yes. I moved to New York City in 2010 and only this year I've kind of settled back down into Melbourne. So I've never been a part of this or any kind of lineup like this before because I've been away. And it's exciting because now I'm kind of like I'm back and I get to do these fun.
Hanging on to that accent.
Oh yeah. Well, sometimes it's still and it comes back. Like sometimes I'll catch myself going, do you want me to get you a glass of water?
Water.
Yeah. Or apartment.
You have to do that to make yourself understood in America.
Water.
I waited tables for downtown for a long time and I always had to put a little twang on and talk very, very slowly because no one could understand me to the point where I'd have Australians come in and they were like, are you our accent overseas is so fun because they're like, are you Australian? Where are you from? Oh, God, do we sound like that?
We totally sound like that.
We do. But then it'll be funny. At one time, this family came in and they were like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Melbourne. They're like, I said, well, I grew up in the western suburbs, like Werribee. And they're like, we're from Werribee.
Oh, my God.
And then she goes, she said where, like, the kids were, where they all went to school. And I'm like, I taught there 10 years ago and my sister is a teacher there. And they're like, is your sister Miss Fustuca?
Right. Wow.
I'm like,
because that's the sort of the myth that we try and bust out of. Like, yeah, you're from Australia, you must know Jono.
We do.
Like, well, I do. Yeah.
Of course we do.
Yeah, I'm related to him.
Jono's not on the bill, though.
Jono's not in the lineup.
Frocking Hilarious. It's all ladies.
See, a total producer brought us right back into the line.
Oh, thank you.
It's a big night. I'm almost like, well, when you get, because April is our comedy festival here, Kelly, as you know.
Yes.
And then you get a little bit comedy staff by now. We get a bit full of it in April. Mm. I'm a bit done with comedy. Janet could do it all year long. Yeah, I can't.
I do.
She does.
Yeah. I do. Every Monday, local laughs. Well, that's the local tap house in St Kilda.
23rd of April, I'm exhausted.
But you, I mean, if you're an afternoon drive, of course.
That's right. Well, that is just pure comedy. Kelly, how do you pick a get? Well, how long do you get? What's your set?
I do 7 minutes. Well, on this show.
No, not on this show.
On Frogging Hilarious, I do like 7 minutes, but I headline a little bit, so normally I do longer set. It's really hard. It's really hard to choose, like, what am I going to say for 7 minutes? Because I really want to just do a 20-minute story about my butt. But yeah. I can't. I'm like, I got to give the people what they want. They want the butt, but...
She's got to pare the butt down. Yeah.
Can you do a tight 7 on the butt?
Tight 7.
Butt. Yeah, but I got to, you know, I got to ease them into the butt stuff.
So would you describe... Careful, because we are...
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just realised what I said. I'm like,
everyone's
Kelly...
Everyone's just picked up what?
Jeez Louise, Kelly. Can you
stuff.
Just not be a grot? I really didn't.
That's right, we can cut it out. It's live to air, don't worry about it. Yeah. There is some actual royalty in there. Denise Scott,
The best.
Did you see her show with Judith Lucy?
No, I've been away.
She's been away.
Can I ask you another fangirl question? Have you met Murray Hill in New York?
Murray Hill, that's a place in New York.
I know, it's a place in Brooklyn. No, there's a performer in who was out here a couple of months ago, Murray Hill. Very, very, very funny. He did Drag King.
Oh man, I am so deep into RuPaul's Drag Race right now that every time I say hello to someone, I can't help but go, "Hey!" It's my life right now. It's the best.
I can't reference RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul?
All in fact speak. That's it. Well, I could be having a stroke. You don't know.
I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Who else is playing Mason?
We've had them all read out, but Geraldine Quinn, Double Denim, of course, Kelly Festuca, who is here. Tessa Waters.
Great.
Yeah, fabulous. Oh. Tessa Waters, a great physical comedian. Yeah. She was in Fringe Wives Club during Fringe and Comedy Festival, as well as being a wonderful person in her own right. She had that hit show Woman's, which just won every award. Mm. Woman's.
Is she related to Sylvania?
Sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Don't
sick,
encourage.
Sick yeah, early Lord. 90s reference.
Yeah, nice.
Anne Edmonds.
Edo.
Fiona O'Loughlin, who we love because we had her on the show a little while ago, close to our hearts. It's going to be a great night. It seems like it's going to go forever, is it?
No, it won't, because I run a tight ship,
She does.
I do. I don't let them have their heads. Because you don't want to get exhausted. So everybody's got little time limits, and it's everybody's quite good at keeping to time.
And it all be held together by Cal Wilson, who's hosting,
and she is such a gem at that. I'm so glad that she's helming it. So with her on stage helming it, and me off stage going, that's enough. I get to do the voiceovers too. You know why? Because I'll be there, and I will be there on time, and I will.
You'll turn up.
That's it. So I know
nobody's
I can
gonna
trust
do it but me.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from, is that how you go? Is that what you mean? You do the introductions.
All the way from Werribee. No, it'll be me going, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Frogging Hilarious. Please welcome to stage your MC. It's Cal Wilson. Woo! So I'll be that person. I'll be the person going, 5 minutes to showtime, 5 minutes to showtime. I'll be doing all of that.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there. It's Friday, November 17. Kelly, are you staying in Melbourne?
I am. I'm here.
This is it. You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. 6 years overseas is a long time, so I'm back here now just to try to live. And, I don't know, Trump scared me from going back to America. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to have any rights anymore. I better go back to Australia.
Well, it's limited. It's limited and more so here, but, we'll see if we can't look after you.
And speaking of rights, what about us supporting women's rights around the world via Action Aid?
Good, you should do this for a living. You're just constantly bringing us back to life.
Yeah, I mean, producer, huh?
Yeah. Action Aid is the beneficiary of all of the funds raised by this. And comedians notoriously give their time.
Absolutely. And Action Aid it's an organisation that we all really get behind because they are female focused. So they really they are all about empowering women within their own communities, especially to seek out their own rights. And so it's an anti-poverty, pro-human rights organisation with a particular focus on women. There you are.
Excellent.
That's what it is. We love that.
Buy a ticket through ticketek.com.au. Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.com.au.
You know what I've written in my notes? T.com.au.
Well, that's not going to work.
Like an idiot.
Don't go to T.com.au. You just get tea.
You better get porn.
you get a nice brew.
Ticketmaster.com.au. It is Friday the 17th of November, 7:30 p.m. at the Comedy Theatre Melbourne. It's not all just about Kelly Festuca, but let's face it, it actually is.
Oh, man. Oh, can you be my producer?
Jeez. And there's more opportunities to give on the night as well. So if you really want to support ActionAid, because they give you a bit more information about the organisation too.
Yeah, and there's a raffle. Yeah. And there's always a raffle.
And that got a little bit... I went last year and it got a little bit out of hand, the raffle prize giving.
Oh, that'll
Judith
happen
Lucy,
again.
Judith Lucy, you and Rachel Berger, it all got a little bit crazy on stage.
It's going to get a bit crazy as this time too, I think.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Janet McLeod, Kelly Festuca.
Thank you.
Lisa Dunn, you may also leave.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.